All right. So we were just talking about how your 25th is your 25th college reunion this year.
Yes, I graduated in 1999.
That feels 1999 doesn't feel so long ago, but when they put the actual year amount on it, it feels like that feels very long ago. 25 years.
And I was just saying to Kate, like, so there's this like online, I don't know what they're even calling it. What are they calling it?
Like alumni association?
No, it's like a reunion, like an online reunion, almost like Facebook or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was looking at it and yeah, what is it? It's just like a, so I don't even know what it is. It's called, it's from a company called Bright Crowd. They must do this for like college reunions. Mm-hmm. And you can like add a page and like say what you've been up to and like add photos. I'm like looking at all the photos and like none of my close friends have posted on it, which like tracks. Mm-hmm. And so the people I saw, like some of them, I was like, oh yeah, I'm like vaguely familiar with who you are. Some of them I didn't recognize at all. And then, but I was like, oh, everyone looks old. And I was like, oh yeah, we're old. We graduated college 25 years ago.
25 years. That's like a full-on Generation Z human.
Yeah. And like some people, I'm sure some people have kids in college.
Possibly,
like that's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's kind of what I'm reckoning with right now.
My gray hairs are like popping in like, I've never, like, it's finally happened where the grays have arrived.
Uh-huh. And they're here.
They're here. Like, they're yeah. here, Kate. Time to accept it. Yeah. But I don't know if I am accepting it, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm like, God, I look like my mom. Like, ugh. Like, I just am like, God, I feel old. And God, again, like, I love my mom. Like, I love being here.
Of course.
But, you know, it fucks you up in two ways because it's like your vanity and then your mortality.
Totally.
Those two things just, it's like, and as much as we all try to be grateful and to also like not be swept up in our own vanity, let's be honest, okay? Like getting old is fucking harrowing and watching your face age and your hair and your body is really jarring.
It's really jarring. It's like, yeah. And yeah, I mean, I don't have anything like else super profound to say about it other than just being like, oh, yeah. And when people see pictures of me, they're gonna be like, oh yeah, she's old like us because I am.
Yes. Yes. Well, that is the narrative that I always forget, right? Where I'm like looking at people I used to know and I'm like, boy, they look old.
Right.
But I'm like, not me. I still look 21. And it's like, no. You also, someone out there is looking at you on Facebook or wherever and they're having those thoughts.
Yeah. Of
which
course.
Is fine. Which is
exactly.
Fine.
Yeah. Like it's like jarring, especially for people who I haven't seen in 25 years. Like,
I know, you know, that is a hard, that is weird. Yeah.
Like
that is weird.
People that I have stayed in touch with, I'm like, I have seen you change.
Yeah.
Some of these people I'm like, oh, I haven't seen you in 25 years. And like, you look different. Of course. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, I don't know. It's really making me think, you know?
Is it? Is it making you think?
I mean, kind of. Like, yeah. Just like, oh, yeah, passage of time.
Passage of time. Well, people have that a lot right now with me because they see my oldest daughter. And if they haven't seen her in a while, people, because she's a full-on, you know, teenager and she's very tall. And,
yeah.
And people are, like, beside themselves when they see her.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
I find it really interesting because I used to find adults' reactions to me very like weird and annoying, but mm-hmm. I also think we mark the passage of time through other people's children.
Yes.
If we're parents.
To hear the rest of this episode, visit patreon.com/forever35.